The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishrei V'Hayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
We begin today's masechet on Daf Bet. The Simanat Tava, today's daf is being studied, the Alun Ishmat, Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden, Amen. The Masechet Baba Batra, which obviously follows Baba Metzi'ah, our subject over here that the Perek begins with, is talking about, as you see in the block letters of our Mishnah, Hashutafin. Hashutafin is partners. Actually, we're talking about over here partners in a chaser, partners in a courtyard. And the question is, why would our Masechet begin with the situation of partnership in a courtyard? So Tosafot right away says, in the beginning Tosafot, Hashutafim, Kula Nezikin, the whole subject of Nezikin, of damages, Hada Masechtai, which means originally there was no Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Batra. It was all just one long Masechet. Achamim divided it into three, but really it's all one long Masechet. Kedamrinam Bagozil Kama, Perek Avodah Zarah. And even if it wasn't one long masechet, צריך לפרש למה נשנית מסכתה זו אחר במסיעה. Why would the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, why did he put this Mishnah right after all the Mishnayot of Baba Mesiah? כדאשכחן דדאי גמרא בראש מסכת שבוע. Then the Tosafot brings proofs that the Gemara will ask in several places, what's the connection between the last masechet and the new masechet? Anyway, scroll down to the answer of the Tosafot. Tosafot says, ואומר לי, דהיינו טעמה משום דקאה אהך פרקד אל אל, because it's a spin-off of what we just learned in the last פרק of Baba Mesiah, הבית והעלייה. Right, we're learning about the first floor and the second floor של בית of two people שנפלו חולקים. But you divide the wood and you divide the stones. קארי לוהתם בגמרא שותפים. So over there the Gemara calls those two people partners. The two people, one owns the bottom floor, one owns the top floor. So therefore, v'ketani nami bet ganot. We learned at the end of the Masechet, two gardens. Zu al gabzu. V'yerak bentayim. Davu anyan shutavut. Also, v'yanav shutafim. So therefore, since we ended up the last Masechet on the subject of partners in real estate, so the al perik begins also with the subject of hashutafim. The Mishnah begins hashutafim, partners. Sheratzu la'asot mechisa b'chaser. They wanted to build a wall in their chaser. Rashi. Sheyesh lehem chaser b'shutavut. They have a chaser, a partnership. Their partners in a chaser. U'bateh shenehem petuchim b'tucho. Both of their homes open up into this courtyard. V'chol chaserot sheshanu chachim. Anytime the chachim talk about a chaser, lefnei habatim. It's always talking about a courtyard in front of the homes. V'rov tashmishan b'chaser. And the majority of their actions, of their work, they would do in the chaser. And they want to put a, they want to divide it, they want to split it up. So they want to put a wall in the middle. So that she says, "Ze noten mechalko hatzi makom ovi akotel v'chen ze." So they have to make, build a wall, and the wall takes space. So let's say the space is 4 feet. So each one has to be willing to give up 2 feet of their chaser in order to put up a wall of 4 feet of space. It's not going to be that big, obviously. I'm just giving you an example. But they need to give up the equal space in order to put up the wall. So it says, Bonin et takot beemsa. So they build the wall in the middle and they divide it. Makom shenagu libnot gevil gazit kefisin levenin bonim. Hakol kemenhag amedina. Whatever the custom is, the way they build the wall, whatever stones that they use. We learned about these stones at the end of Baba Metzi'ah. Gevil is talking about little larger stones that protrude. Gazit is little smaller stones. Kifisin are like half bricks. Lebanin is full bricks. And we'll see exactly what the shurim of these bricks are. But whatever the custom is, whatever type of materials are used, Hakol kemenhag medina, all follows the custom of the medina. Rashi. Gevil gazit kifisin. Hakol mefarish b'gemara. We'll wait for the gemara to explain us each type of these bricks. Hakol kemenhag medina. Imenhag levnot b'gevil. If the custom is to use the gevil bricks, en chavero yachol lomar eni hafetz ela gazit. He cannot come along and say, no, I want to build gazit. Yeah, you're subject to the minhag of the Medina. Now, there is a machlok between the Rishonim, as we're going to see, that right now coming up. Gevil, gevil. How much is gevil? Ze notin gimel tefachin, ve notin gimel tefachin. So a gevil wall is usually made out of six tefachin. So since it's made out of six tefachin, each one has to give three tefachin in order to make the wall. Begazit ze notin tefachim umersa, ve notin tefachim umersa. Gazit is a five tefachim wall, so two and a half each. Bechifisin. If you've seen, it's a smaller wall. Zeno ten tefachayim, vezeno ten tefachayim. Each one has to donate or contribute two each. So that's four tefachayim. Well, ben benim, when it comes to the benim, zeno ten tefach omersa, vezeno ten tefach omersa. So each one gives one and a half. So that's a wall of three. So that she says, Hakol kemenag medina. We saw zeno ten gimel tefachayim sheovi kotel gvil. The thickness of a gvil wall. Vav tefachim v'shel gazit hamisha v'shel kafisin dalet v'shel levenim gimal. Okay, so that's that over there. Now the machlok that I wanted to tell you is in the Tosafot. Look at the Tosafot begivil. The gevil ze noten gimel tefachim. Ve'ad elo kamal begivil vav tefachim. How come the Mishnah didn't just say gevil is six tefachim? Why did it say begivil? This guy gives three. This guy gives three. Mishum de lo nitreil lemar vav lekol echad. Because then you would think the gevil is 12 tefachim. Because when it said Gevil is six, I would think six each. And therefore, six plus six times two is 12. Therefore, it broke it down to me to tell me that it's six. But how did it tell me six? Three each. So you don't make a mistake. Vim Tomar, Amai Yitzdich Lemitni Midat Gevil V'Gazit. What do you got to tell me the measurement for? V'Kevan Detana Kol Kemenhag Medina. Kemo Shinagu Ken Yasu. Which means, we don't have to tell me the shiur. Whatever the custom in that place of Gevil is, that's what it is. What do you have to tell me the shiur? Just follow the pervading custom. V'yesh Tomar, D'im Nagu Yoter Mivav B'Gevil. The Hadush says, let's say they had a certain custom where they would make Gevil walls 10 Tefachim. Lo Yaseh. You don't have to go above the normal shiur of a Gevil. Which means more than, even though the minhag is to make a gevil of 10, doesn't matter, gevil is 6. The minhag cannot up the size of the wall more than it is normally done. V'chein kulam, ela kishur ha-mefurash. Follow the shiur umiyu, im nagu la'achsot pachot mivav, but let's say the custom was to make, let's say, a gevil wall less than 5, not 6, let's make a 5, ya'aseh. Da'afilu im nagu behutza vedavta ya'aseh. Which even if they use cheap materials, hutza vedavta is like made out of branches and palm trees, that would also be okay. So the Hadush of Tosafot is more, you cannot force the guy to make more, even though the Minhag is like that. But less, that's where the Minhag would come. Because a wall of five, as we've seen the Mishnah, also would stand. So therefore, that is okay. Okay, in any event, the last part of the Tosafot says, V'im Tomar, Umay ba'ay b'gemara kol k'menag ha-medina la'atu yemai. The Gemara's question is, when it says everything follows the Minhag of the Medina, the Gemara says, what is the Minhag of the Medina coming to include? Everything follows the Minhag. What is that coming to include? It's coming to include materials. And even if, let's say, you use cheaper materials, it follows the Minhag of the Medina. Which means, why don't you just say anything? Why only materials? Why is it whatever the Minhag of the Medina is, that's the way you build the wall? Bigger, smaller materials. Why is the Gemara limiting it to the materials? In any minhag, let's say they put up a curtain for the wall. If that's the minhag of the Medina, then that's the minhag of the Medina. So comes the Tosfot and says a very important yesod. Only behutza vedafna, that's considered a legitimate minhag. About pachot mikan, but less than that, meaning you want to use, like I said, a sheet or something like that to separate the chatzer. Afilu nahagum, even if the minhag in the place was to do that, minhag hediotu. That's considered a foolish minhag. And you're not bound to minhagim that make no sense. Umuchiyach mikanam, we can learn from here. Deyesh minhagim she'en nesmuch alehim. That there's certain minhagim, even though everybody's doing it, it's a wrong minhag. Afilu hecha detana kol kemenhag medina. It means even though they say everything follows the minhag, but it's got to be a rational minhag. If everybody's doing something that makes no sense, they're making a mechitzah that has no durability at all, you can't say, well, that's the minhag. And even when it says that kol kemenhag medina, you're bound to a certain rational understanding that the minhag has to be normal. But if it's a minhag that makes no sense, sometimes they say minhag ta'ut, or minhag shibush, or minhag hidyot, that would be the case as well. Obviously the hachamim. The hachamim are going to decide if the minhag is legitimate or not. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Since both of them are building the wall, they're both participating to build the wall. So it says, defichach, therefore, if the wall came down, they divide the place again, obviously, and they divide the bricks equally. That's obvious. That she says, "Lefichach hu'il b'tchilat ha'binyan." Since at the beginning of the construction of the wall, the dividing wall, "Hibum hakamim lebnot ben shneihem," that had to divide it. "Im nafala kotel lahar shanim rabim." If let's say the wall fell after many years, one guy can't come along and say, "Hey, it's my wall and it's my bricks." Let's say this guy is muhzak; he was living in the chatzir. The other guy moved out of the chatzir, right? So he can say, "Hey, listen, I'm living in the chatzir longer than you now, 20 years later, and even the bricks fell on my side of the fence, so therefore it should be mine." The hadush is no. I don't care how many years later, I don't care if one guy has a hazakah on the chatzir more than the other. Bottom line, since they both shared in the building of the wall, they split the wall evenly, and the space itself also is divided. V'chein, back to the Mishnah, Begina. The same thing is talking about a garden. What do you mean a garden? Nashim mechayevin et shenehem levnot b'mkom shenagul l'gdor be'emsa. In a case where, let's say, they want to split the garden up, and the custom is to build a wall or a fence in between the two gardens, so the deen is that they can force each other now to put up the wall and split the garden. Makom shenagu ligdor mehayevim oto. Okay, now we don't know what this. Okay, well, like we said, that the custom is to put up a gedor, a fence, so you do it. Avad bebikah, but in the valley. Oh, now she says stea lavad. That's talking about a wheat field. In a field where they grow wheat, the reason they call it Ste'a Levan, because when you look at a wheat field from on top, it looks white. So they call it Ste'a Levan. In a wheat field, Makom shenagu shelo ligdor, if the custom is not to put a fence up, en mechayevim oto, so you cannot obligate. So that she says, of course, that's pashut. We have to see what the Gemara means on that. Of course, if the menhag is not to put up a wall, of course you can't force one of the people to put up the wall. What's the Mishnah telling us? Ela imratza. However, if one of the guys wants to put up a fence, kones letok shelo, he puts it on his side of the field. Ubone ve'ose hazit mebachutz. He builds it and he puts a sign on the outside of the wall, showing that it's his wall. Because in this case over here, if the wall falls down, you don't got to split it. So he moves it onto his property, puts the fence up on the thing, and he puts a hazit. Hazit is milashon lechazot, to look at something. He puts a siman over there, so everybody will know that it is his. Rashi says lehudia shishneim. No. Oseh hazit, mefresh b'gemara. Lefichach, im nafala kotel, if the wall fell down in that case over there, hamakom ve'abanim, shelo. It belongs to the individual, does not belong to both of them. Asum midat shenem, but if they, let's say, even in the field, that they decided to build the wall together, bonim et kotel be'em, so they go back to build it in the middle, they'll see hazit mikan u'mikan. In this case, they make the siman on both sides to show that each side respectively is owned by one of both of the people. Lefich nafala kotel, if the wall falls, hamakom ve'avanim she'ev shenehem, the place and the stones belong to both. And again, the Gemara is going to analyze why it has to say all these cases, and some of them sound superfluous. The Gemara is going to explain it all. Okay. Yes, because really the menhag in the case of the bikah is not to build the wall. So if they agree that even though it's the Hagnata, we want to do it together, so they're partners in the wall. Comes the Gemara and begins Sevaruha. Whenever you see a Sevaruha, it means the rabbis in the yeshiva, they thought to say, they thought to explain, in this case, our Mishnah. My Mechisa, when it says in the Mishnah, Hashutafim Shiratsu La'asot Mechisa. What is a Mechisa? So they explained it to mean Gudda. Gudda is a wall. Simple like we learned. She says Gudda. Kotel. Oh, now how do you know the word mechisa means a kotel, a wall? Kede tanya, like we have a braita. Now the braita over here is referring to a person that has a kedem, that has a vineyard that is next to somebody else's field. Let's say the other guy's field is wheat. And you have a problem now that if they're too close to each other, the Kelea Kedem Yisud is going to hit, and both of them are going to be Asu. You're not allowed to have a mixture of a Kedem and another species. So normally the deen is the Kedem has to be 4 amot away from the Hita. That's enough that the Baal Kedem can move his vessels in between the fields in order to plow and do whatever he has to do. However, if they're close, without less than 4 amot, then already they can be osed each other, unless you put a wall. If you put a wall in between them, even though the wall is there within 4 amot, doesn't matter. Since they're separated by a wall, the Torah does not osir kil'e ha'kirim. Also, you have to know that there's a shi'ur of isur. just because you're putting it next to each other doesn't become asur immediately. It's got to grow a certain amount, 1/200th of its growth. Once already it grows next to each other, 1/200th of its growth, more, that already is considered a combination. They're both going to become asur. Now we discuss, let's say, a guy who has a kerem on one side and a field on the other side, and now they want to put a, and have a wall there, but the wall broke. So now the guy from the wheat is going to tell the Baal HaKerem, hey, fix the fence, otherwise you're going to ruin my product. So the Gemara says, "Kedetanya mechitzat HaKerem," a mechitzat HaKerem, a wall. That proof. That's our proof already. You see that what a mechitzah is, a wall. Anyway, now we're going to bring the whole proof anyway. Mechitzat HaKerem shenifresa omer lo gedor. So the Baal HaChita tells the Baal HaKerem, "Gedor, fix your wall." Hazav and Ifresa, it fell down again. Omer lo gedor. So he tells him again, fix it. Nityaesh emena velo gedra. But let's say Nityaesh, yes, I'm not fixing it. Once already decides that he's not fixing it anymore, hareze kiddesh. Kiddesh means not, doesn't become holy. Kiddesh of it means it becomes asud. Which means once already he decides not to fix the wall, now they're close to each other. Therefore, if the growth is going to be, like I said, 1/200th of what it was, now already becomes kadosh. You have to burn the product and not have to benefit from it. And he's going to have to now pay for the responsibility of the damage that he caused. Look at Rashi now on the Amud Rishon. Mechitzat HaKerem shesamuch l'steh al-lavan. Steh al-lavan, which is a field of wheat. Shel chavero. Omer lo le-Baal HaKerem. He tells the Baal HaKerem, Gedor atash shelo yasru gevanecha et tevuat ha-sadeh. I don't want your gefanim to ruin my wheat. Mishum kilayim lefi shesamak baal ha-sadeh et zera'av samuk legadeh, which means the baal ha-sadeh, he put his grains next to the fence, which is okay, because as long as there's a fence there, you don't need a 4 amot separation. Kedeknan the perek sheni haya gadeh bentayim, if there was a fence between the fields. Zeh somek legadeh mikan et ilanotav, zeh somek legadeh et zera'av. Each guy can go up to the fence with his product. But if there's no fence over there, then the din is tenan. The perek sheni lo yita adam ilan samuk l'sneh chaviru elam kenechik b'menu 4 amot. Then you need 4 amot separation between kedei avodat the kelim. That's the amount of space that the guy needs to get around his vineyard in order to put his kelim over there. Abahaki avu kelayim hazav and if it fell down again, omer lo l'gdor. Okay. Tosafot on the bottom just says omer lo gedor. Pirush the Baal HaKerem. He tells the Baal HaKerem, "Yehu Mazik," because he's the guy that's being the Mazik over here. The Arba Amot Shal Arheiku B'Shvil Avodat HaKerem, which means you got to move your vineyard. You got to separate 4 amot. That's why the Baal HaTivua has the claim against the Baal HaKerem, because it's incumbent upon you either to put a fence up or to move your kerem 4 amot away, like it says later on. Okay. Now, Tosfot then says, if you scroll down a bit, lefi shesarich lehatrot po. Okay, ve'omer ri. T'lehachi ketari omer lo gedor, ve'lo ketari hayav legdor. Which means, why doesn't it say that he's obligated to make a fixed defense? Why does it say he tells him to fix the fence? Why does it just say hayav? Tosfot says, lefi shesarich lehatrot po. Because it has to be a warning. Ve'im lo etrubo legdor eno hayav b'hariyuto. Very important. Which means it's not automatically that he's chayav. He's got to get a warning from his neighbor. Now, ulhachi nakit namet trezimne. That's why it says twice. Nefretza omer lo gedor. Af pam sheniya ken shenefretza sarik latroto. She'eno savur liyot chayav legdor kol sha'a shenefretza pam shenish. Okay, which means the first time it happens, he has to warn him. The chadush of the Gemara is even the second time, you can't say, well, I warned him once. No, that's it's happened a second time, he's got to warn him a second time as well. Tosfot has a sefek, what if that was the third time already? Maybe the third time already, hey, son, I don't got to warn you anymore. But the point is, he's not chayav to fix the fence unless he gets a warning from the baal of the field that is next door to him. Pam shilishit misaf kaledi. The third time already has a sefek. Im tzirik latrotot kos sha'a, o shim asagi betrezimne, ve'en tzirik latrot bo yoter. Okay, could be after 2 times already, then maybe there's after 1, maybe he's chayav immediately to fix the fence without even a warning, but that's what's for sefek. In any event, the Rashi on top says, if he doesn't fix the fence, kiddesh, התבואה, אם הוסיף 200, if it grew 1/200 of its growth. משנה דקרא נקי, the Torah, the Gemara Jews in the Lashon of the Torah, pen tukdash. Okay, that's tukdash, that's why the din of kilayim. The top Tosfot says, נתייאש אמנה ולא גדרה. What's the case? The case was talking about where, let's say, the Baal HaKerem made Yeush, in the sense he said, you know what? Pass, I'm not fixing it. Once he makes Yeush not to fix it, now already he's going to be Hayab Baharayut. So Tosfot says, Davka Nityaesh. Only way he gave up hope to fix the fence. Avalo Nityaesh ve'osek kol sha'al ligdor avapish shosif matayim mutar b'chadush. Which means, if the guy, let's say, says, oh, I'm going to fix it, and he's working on fixing it, but it took him time to fix it. Right. So long as he's involved in fixing the fence, even though the wheat grew 1/200 more of its growth next to it without a fence on it, so long as he's involved in fixing the fence, there's no din of kilayim. When does the din of kilayim come? Once there's a breach in the fence, and he says, pass, I'm not fixing it. Oh, pass, I'm not. That's why it says, nafka nityashu. Nityashu, now already the isur begins. Tosfot proves it from a Mishnah in Masechet Kilayim. Now, Tosfot then says, V'chaya b'chariyuto, that's the next Tosfot, Afagav dehezek she'eno nikar la sheme hezek. Now we have a general rule, that a damage that is not noticeable is not considered hezek. When you look at this guy's wheat, yes, you can't see anything, they look regular. It's not like they blithed or got the wind blasted. It looks like a regular wheat. So what's the? We have a general rule that if you cannot notice the hezek, so therefore you're not chayav. That's Tosfot's question. So why is this guy chayav over here? That eleri dehay hashiv hezek nikar she nikaru shu kilayim kishroya gefanim besade umetameh afapin shroya sheres ataru. Which means you can see that what, that there's a breach of the fence. You see over there that there's kilayim. You see that there's wheat next to kerem. That's already noticeable. So you know you don't notice anything intrinsically in the chita itself. But in the proximity of both of them, and a person knows halachot, yeah, this is nisun over here. So the hezek is in the fact that he could see the proximity without a fence. That is the Tosfot. Comes the Gemara and continues. The Gemara says, oh, now the Gemara goes on. Ta'ama deratzu, which means the reason why Betin can force each person in the chased to build this wall is because, like the Mishnah said, Ratzu. They both acquiesce, they want to build the wall. So, Tama de Ratzu. So, you want to make the Diyuk. Hello, Ratzu. But let's say they didn't both agree to build the wall. And Mehayevim Oto. You cannot Mehayev the other guy to put up the wall. It's only because they agreed to put up the wall. Say, one guy says, I don't want to put up a wall. So, Betty's not going to come to the guy, hey, you're forced. No, if you don't want, you don't have to. Almas, we can imply from here a very important law. Hezek re'iya la sheme hezek. There's a new type of damage. We never saw this one before. This is called the damage of looking. Hezek re'iya. Which means there is a damage that is understood like this. If I'm in my chaser, I do my work in the chaser. She told us on the Mudri Shon, the majority of the guy's work was done in the chaser. Rov Tashmish was done in the chaser. Now, I don't want to have a guy, my neighbor, looking over me when I'm doing my work. Not only for Ainara. It's good. Hezek Re'iya. What are you looking at me? Maybe I don't want to do work when somebody's looking at me now. So now, every time the guy's looking over the fence, I got to stop working. So he's causing me a Hezek. My time now is... Now the guy's standing, he's out there just standing there watching me. I don't want to work when the guy's watching me. So therefore, you see from this Mishnah that what Hezek Re'iya is not considered a Hezek. Because only in a case where both of them agree to put up the wall, then Betty will force to put up the wall. But if one of them doesn't agree, you can't force him. Oh, but if Hezek Liyah was a Hezek, you could force him. Hey, you better put up the wall. I don't want this guy looking over me. He's damaging me because I can't work when a guy's looking at me. Ela, you see from the fact that only when they both agree that Hezek Liyah is not considered a Hezek. Look at the Rashi. V'ta'ama deratzu. It's only because they both agreed. Libnot kotel. That to build the wall. Amiri ha-gotabach. Mida'at shenehem. Both. Who the chayvum hachamim? That's when the hachamim said shivnu ben shenehem. Okay. Ulkaman parich. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask. Kishiratzu mayavi. Okay. So they agreed. Mayavi. Lehederu behu. Okay. Let them retract. The Gemara is going to say later on. Just because they agreed doesn't mean anything. Which means later on, the guy, if he wants to change his mind, he should have to change his mind. We'll see that later. Aval lo ratzu shenehem. If both of them did not agree, shaya echad omer tayal lechalka b'mispas. Right. He says, you know what? You want to split up the chatzar? I got no problem. Put up a mispas. What's mispas? Put up like pegs, a see-through fence. I just don't want to have a marker down the middle. I don't want to put up a wall. I'll put up a cheap little fence over the mispas. Shall you tiddot? I seem to kureim. Put up some trees. Put up some wooden trees or branches just to make a fence. But it's really see-through. You can see through the wall over there. In the muhim, look, it's low. That's the one. It's very low, so you can see right over it. Lo chayfin ane. You can't force the guy. The enze yachod omar lo, and he hafetch it to the sky. Hey, I don't want this guy looking over those trees at what I'm doing. So you see, dafka ratzu, but lo ratzu, the guy can come along and say, I'm not putting a wall. I put up short trees, and I'm done. And the Beti cannot force to put up a higher wall, because hezek ne'iyah, la shemeh hezek. Comes the Gemara and says, you learned till now that when it said mechitza in the Mishnah, you learned mechitza means a wall. But you know what? Maybe I can learn the word mechitza a little differently. The Gemara says, like this. The Ema, maybe I'll tell you, mechitza pilukta. It's not a wall. Which means they both decide to split the chatzir. Mechitza means like lashon mechitza. To split. We're splitting the chatzir, right? We're going to divide the chatzir. Don't do it walls. We're going to split the chatzir. Initially, both the partners in the chatzir, and everything was exposed. Everybody would use whatever they wanted to use. That is, you know what? We want to dissolve the partnership over here. We want to make a mechitza. Mechitza is a divide or a split. Oh, kedichina. Where do you see the word mechitza as a divide or a split? Like it says, v'tim mechitza ta'eda. Okay, the pasuk and half of the eda. So you see the word mechitza means half. I'm telling you the shiurim of that's in the Bamidbar. Anyway, the Gemara, the kevan did that. Now comes the Gemara makes a diuk now. The kevan did that too. Oh, since they agreed to make the split, bonim et hakotel ba'al korcho. So now we can build a wall, even against the will of the other one. Which means, once they agree that they want to divide it, so now already we build a wall, even against the guy. I don't want to build a wall. I agree to split it. Now we discuss how they're going to split it now. All the Mishnah just said didn't discuss walls. It discussed mechitza. I tell you, we want to divide it. Okay, now the guy comes along and says, all right, you know what? I want to build a pegs. I want to put short trees up. The other guy says, nothing doing. We're putting up a wall now. Ratzu, if they both agreed to divide the field, the chatzit equally, now we can force the other guy to put up a wall against his will. To teach me what? Alma hezek li'iya shim hezek. Reverse. That teaches me what? That now hezek li'iya is hezek. That's what we'll force the other guy to put up a wall. Look at Rashi. Pilukta halukat chatzir. Over here it's not talking about walls. It's talking about they decide ratzu la'asot haluka. They agreed to make a division. Shehuzvu datam lecholka. Urgon, now Rashi gives us some information here. Shelo haya bachet amot kede laze uchte laze. Which means the rule is that if you have a chatzir that's less than 8 amot, then one guy cannot force the other guy to divide it, because you're giving him a very small area. But once already it's 8 amot or more, then already they can demand one guy can demand a split from his friend. But if it's less than 8 amot, you need acquiescence on both sides. Because if it's less than 8 amot, let's say it's 7, each guy's going to get 3.5 and 3.5. Most people don't, what am I going to do with 3.5 in a chatzir? So that's where you need acquiescence on both sides, as she says. He says, "Lefish ena had yachol lachuf et chaveru leholka." When it's less than 8 amot in totality, one guy cannot force his friend to make a split. Ulahi tani shiratzu. Ah, that's why it says shiratzu. They agreed. Shekivan shiratzu leholka bonim kotel avanim al korcham. Continue the Mishnah. Right? What did the Mishnah say? You build a wall. What type of wall? I don't know. Bricks and stones, whatever it may be, and you build a wall. The imbay had domar. And if one of the guys comes along and says no, I don't want a wall like this. Ela mispas. Put me a mispas. Give me a couple of trees over there. So you see what? That the Mishnah is coming on to teach us the deen of hezek li'iyah. That again, two guys decide a small little chatzir over there. You want to divide it? You know what? Let's divide it already. Let's just finish over here. So what does the Mishnah say? Now you put up walls. And Bechim will force them to put up a wall. Hey, guy, I don't want to put up a wall. I want to put up a small fence. Sorry. Ezek li'yashem ha'ezek. That's the Gemara's question. Oh, no proof. Gemara says, wait, if that's really so, now before you go further, the first way we learned was different. The first way we learned was what? That Ratsu, we learned Mechitza means a wall. That's the word Mechitza, which means you have two guys in a chasid. And they both agreed to put up a wall. That was what they agreed on. They agreed on the wall. Ma'as was that if they didn't agree on the wall, you can't force the other guy because Hezek Ni'ya in Isaac. Now we're saying no. They didn't discuss walls. They agreed on a halukah. Oh, when you agree on a halukah, a division, now you got to put a wall up because the guy's not going to bet, he's not going to allow you to get away without a wall because Hezek Ni'ya is considered a Hezek. If you're explaining it like that, division makes no sense to Mishnah. Why? Hay shiratsu la'asot mechitza, shiratsu la'asot mev'ele. The word mechitza really is mashma wall. If the Mishnah meant a division, it would have said shnayim shiratsu la'asot, that they decided to divide. Ela mai guda. Therefore, we got to go back to our original answer. Must be a mechitza is a wall, and they both acquiesce to build a wall. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense either. Bonim et hakotel, bonim oto mev'ele. It says they both decided to build a wall, right? That's what we're saying. Shneim ratzu la'asot mechitza. So what's the next line in the Mishnah? Bonim et hakotel. Hazak baruch. We know that already. It should just say bonim oto. Once already you told me the subject is a wall, you don't have to repeat. Shneim shiratzu la'asot mechitza. That really say two people agreed to build a wall. So then they build a wall. You should say bonim oto. What do you have to repeat again? What even the God did? Itana oto. Because if it would have said the word oto, habamina bemasipas be'alma, I would have thought that one of the guys can get away with even putting a masipas, a low trees, a low barrier. Kamash malan kote. Kamash malan. That what? It's got to be a wall. Look at Rashi. Rashi says habamina bemasipas be'alma ma'iri matnitin. Hey, listen, it's also considered a mechitza. Might not be a big mechitza, but it is a mechitza. Veratzu diktani achalukakai. Which is, I would have thought that maybe the Resha is talking about division, and I would learn Oto is talking about a small wall, and therefore I would think like the second way. I would take division, and therefore once it's division, so that maybe one of the guys is able to force the other guy to put even a small fence. V'chshein badin haluka, kamash ma'alan, Kotel v'ratzu diktani mishum kotel dilo ratzu palgele b'masipas, which means davka ratzu. But if it was lo ratzu, then one guy could say, I'm not putting up a wall, you can't force me, I didn't agree to put up a wall. But you want to split up the thing, I cannot stop you. Alright, split it up. But what? Put up a masipas. But you're going to look over my fence. So the Gemara is concluding, hezek li'iya lo sheme hezek. When a guy looks over the fence and watch the other guy working, you do not call that a damage. Again, because Davka, when they agreed to put up the wall, when we agreed to put up the wall, okay, we agreed. Nothing to talk about. But if I didn't agree to put up a wall, and you say, I want to put up a big brick wall, I can come along and say, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to pay for that. I'm willing to put up a little couple of trees to divide it. Bet Din is going to agree with the guy to put up the trees. But the other guy could say, hey, but I don't want you looking over the fence. Sorry, Hezek, Le'iyah, La'ashemeh, Hezek. Therefore, let him look over. That's not considered a damage. That's what we're concluding from the Mishnah. Now the Gemara begins. Gemara says, Bonin et hakotel be'emsa. So what do we say? They want to split up the field over there, the chatzer. So they build the kotel in the middle of the chatzer. Well, peshita, it's obvious. Well, where are you going to build it? If you're splitting up the chatzer, you have to tell me be'emsa. You're dividing it. You put it in the emsa. What is the what's the Mishnah got to use that word be'emsa? So what I says? Right, Tosfot says leman damat guda parich. Okay, it's all according to opinion that said it's talking about a wall. Okay, that we understand. Lo tzericha, you need the case. The kadim had the ratzia lechavre, where one guy came along and he appeased his friend, which means they didn't come together. And said, you know what? It's a good idea. Let's put a wall together. One guy went to his friend and he appeased him. You know what? Let's put a wall. Let's put a wall up and all that. And the guy said, yeah, okay. He accepted it. But it was only after the other guy came and talked him into it. Now the tema, matzi amadle. You can say, listen, ki itratzai lecha. Yeah, when I agreed to you to put up a wall, ba'avira, ba'avira. That's, yeah, the gabe, the airspace. But not in usage. What does that mean? Rashi. Ma'u detema. Amale kishinetrasiti lecha b'mechitza. I told you, make a mechitza. I don't know what type of mechitza you were talking about. Mechitza daka netrasiti. A simple fence. A simple, small, you know, light fence. Ulema'ute ba'avira. Kegon shil nisarin shi daka. Which means... like planks and things like that. There's shida kach, small fence. There's ekliya enba. There's no ezekliya. Or timshoch over yakot beraka. You want to make a thick wall? Make the thick wall on your side. Which means I'm willing to put a fence over there, so I won't look over your wall. Let's say if you worry about ezekliya, I'll put a plank. Cheap. You want to make a thick wall? Make the thick wall on your side. But I didn't agree to any of this over here. So he says. Chutz medaval muat, but not kotel avanim, but to build a thicker wall, av lemeute namet tashmishti lo netrasit. Hey, by building a thick wall on my side, you're taking away from my space. Which means you want me to block the air? I got no problem. Laaviri netrasiti. I understand you don't want me to look over, but netashmishi. Now you tell me to build a thick wall. I'm not interested in that. Kamash ma'alan that he can't say that. That when the guy comes along and says, listen, you agree to put a wall up? Wall's a wall. You put it in the middle, and you split it, and it's got to be a regular wall, and the guy cannot come along and say, your side will be thicker than my side, and all that. It's got to be in the middle. It's got to be equal, and the guy cannot start claiming over there, hey, I didn't agree to that. Okay, that we understand. Comes the Gemara and says... Okay, now we get into the sugya of hezek, of ri'iyah. The hezek ri'iyah, la sheme hezek. We concluded already, hezek ri'iyah is not a hezek. Guy can look over his friend's fence, look what he's doing, you can't say, oh, you're damaging me, you're causing me to stop working. Gemara says, is that true? Now the Gemara is going to bring a host of questions to try to challenge this principle. Okay, the parentheses give us a siman. Kina, kotel, kofin, alka, halonot, Reb Nachman. Okay. Tashema, proof number one, or question number one. Vechen begina. Period. What do we say in the Mishnah? That the same law applies to a garden. What does that mean, the same law applies to a garden? Which means that what? You have a garden, both of them agreed to put up a wall. So what do you see over here? They both agreed to put up a wall. You have to put up a wall to so one guy cannot see the other guy. So comes again what it says. Oh, so what do you see over here? Because I don't want one guy to look over at his friend. Because if you look over his friend in the garden, it's considered a hezek. Yeah. Which means that's why in the garden, the deen is you put up a wall. Otherwise, why are you going to put up a wall? And the fact you got to put up a wall in the garden is because I don't want one guy looking over... That's the Gemara's question. V'chen begina. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, "Gina shani." Nah, garden is different. Like we learned in Baba Metziah. Kedrabi Abba. Tamar Rabbi Abba. Amaravuna. Amarav. Asur le'adam la'amod besadeh chavero. Which means you're not allowed to stand and watch your friend when the wheat is standing in its stalks and the guy's coming to cut the wheat. You're not allowed to look over the fence. Why? That's a special din bekamoteha, which is as long as the stalks are standing, you're not allowed to look. So what is it? What's the answer? So look at Rashi. Shelo yezikenu be'ayin ra'ah. It's a different item. Which means when it comes to wheat fields and gardens and stuff like that, there is a concept of hezek, a different hezek, yeah. Not the pshat that, hey, well, when he's looking, I can't do my work. Pshat, when he looks over, which is going to be constant because there's always stuff growing in the field, so there's chayinara now. So therefore, don't bring me an ayah from a garden. The garden, the reason why I got to put a wall is because I don't want the guy bringing ayinara, and it's a constant item because the wheat is always growing. So therefore, that's why you got to put the wall up. It's an ayinara subject. It's not to do with the regular hezek ri'iyah. So comes Gemara and says, so Tosfot has a different question. Tosfot's question is, in the Chatzer there's no ayinara, there's nothing growing there's nothing growing. Nothing growing. Dafka bekamoteha. Only on things that are growing, there's an ayinara if the guy's going to look at it. So Tosfot has a question. We learned in the Mishnah, on a wheat field, which is a bik'ah, we said stay lavan, you don't got to put a fence. Why not? If you tell me that when there's an ayinara on wheat, the chaura, the deen should be even in the bik'ah. Oh, this garden was talking about a vegetable garden. You're constantly picking stuff from the garden. In a wheat field, there's a season. There's a season of the reaping. So at one time a year, okay, I'm not worried about it. But chicken in a vegetable patch, you're always picking stuff. So therefore, in that case over there, there's always ayinara. It's not like there's one specific season. So therefore, it's not talking about a gina. Gina, it's not a wheat field. It's a garden of a vegetable patch. Vegetable patch, the guy's always looking over the fence. I'm always picking. So therefore, ayinara, you got to come. But a wheat field, since once a year, we're not makpid. Oh, the Gemara says, Veha vechen ketani. But the Mishnah's language is that what? Vechen, which means not only in a chatzer, but so too by a chatzer, but so too by a garden. Now what's the question? Temashma tarvayu hatamahu gina vechatzer. Which is, it's mashma that they have the same reason. Gina, because it's vechen. Now, if you tell me the reason is what? Because of hezek ri'iyah, I understand. The reason why you got to put a wall up in the chatzer is hazikriyah, and that's the same reason by a garden. But now that you tell me, no, the garden is different. The garden means why you got to put up the walls because of ayin ra'ah, but the mishnah says vechen. What's then the similarity between the wall of a garden and the wall of a chatzer? Gemara says, agivil vegazit. That's just talking about when they decide to put up the wall, whether it's in a field or a garden, chatzer or garden, which type of stones to use. If they decide to use this stone, and then Haggis to use this stone, you can't change on a different stone, and so on and so on. But it's really different reasons. So it's really the reason of a gina is because of, so the guy doesn't look over the field because he's going to give him the ayinara. Okay. So then again, what we try to do, we tried to prove that what hezek li'iyah shim hezek, right from the garden case. No, that's not the reason of the garden. The difference is we want you to have no. There's no ayinara. Second question: Tashema kotel hatzer. You have the wall of a hatzer shenafal. Okay, there's a hatzer. It's divided already with a wall. The wall came down. Mehayvin oto livnot ad dalid amot. Wow. You obligate them to rebuild the wall high, up to 4 amot. Why? Because after 4 amot, nobody can look over. It's very high, 4 amot is like 8 feet. So you got to assume a guy 6 feet tall even, he can't look over an 8 foot wall. So therefore, that's the shiur. But what do you see? You got to build it high. Why? Because we don't want the guy to look over. Because otherwise you have hezek, ri'iyah. Question. Gemara says, nafal shani. That's different. There was an existing wall already. When there's an existing wall that was high, so therefore they agreed already to build such a wall. So when it falls down, so then you have to rebuild it the way it was. You can't bring me that. Yeah, we're discussing over here when you're building a wall, lekatahila, right? Well, let's say they didn't agree, right? They didn't agree, and now one guy wants, because that's the case. They agreed, of course, they have to build a regular wall, but they didn't agree. One guy could say, I want to build, I want to put trees up, and he has a right. Okay, because that's what they're building it initially. One guy didn't agree. Here, they agreed initially. There was a wall. Now they agree. They built a wall according to certain specifications. So now you can't come along after they built the wall. It was there for how many years? You know, and then I want to put up trees. What do you mean? Now, Falchani, you can't bring a ra'ayah from over there. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Udekarila maikarila. The one that was asking the question, what was he thinking? Which means, he asked me a question, you have a wall that falls. What, you didn't think of that hiluk? Obviously, if the wall fell, that's why you got to rebuild it according to those specifications. It's different than a case where you're building a wall, lechatayla. Sefa etzterichale. Midalir amot ulma'la em mehaybin oto. The chidush is that the sefa. What's the chidush in the sefa? Rashi. Sefa etzterichale. Kelomar. Hu adin name me'ikara. Really? He'll tell you, hu adin me'ikara, that you have to build a wall in order that it covers that you cannot see the other guy's field. Right? Diktani nafal. So what do you mean case of nafal for? If you hold that this applies not only to nafal, if you, when the rabbi asked this question, when he read this Mishnah, says nafal, he said, nafal, that's just an example. Hu adin, if they were building the wall from the onset, you got to build it high enough so the guy cannot see. So what is a nafal then? Hu adin ami meikara, v'haydiktani nafal, shu sefal lashmi'inan, tiyote midal amot en mehaybin, v'afapi sharishon haya gavoa yote lo mehaybin. Hadush. That when the wall was there, it was a 10-foot wall. Now the wall fell, one of the guys can argue and say, I'm not building more than 4 amot, and you agree with him. Which means the Hadush is, even though there was a wall there, once it's 4 amot, it's beyond looking. So therefore, you cannot force him to build it the way it was. Listen, why do we build a 10 amot? We don't want anybody to look. Okay, so do 4 amot, by the way. 4 amot, also nobody could look. Same thing. That's a Hadush, right? Which means really, this rabbi in this question was saying, you know what? Even if you were building it initially, you got to build it high enough because Hezek Re'iyah is considered a Hezek. Oh, why did you give me a case of Nafal? Because the Hadush of Nafal, even though there was a wall that was higher, doesn't matter. When you're rebuilding it, even build it lower, so long as you don't have Hezek Re'iyah. That was his question. Oh, so you see Hezek Re'iyah. After that, the rabbi answered, no, Nafal is Dafka. Really? Only because there was a wall that was there. That's why you say you got to rebuild according to specific, because they agreed to build such a wall. But to build it like a tehila, maybe in a chenameh, maybe one of the guys could argue and say, I want to build just trees. I don't want to hezek me as I consider the hezek. Tashema comes to Gemara and brings another question. Kofin oto libnot bet sha'ar veder tehaser. Okay, the best way to look at this is the picture. You have a picture in your books, you have a chatzer, a courtyard. The courtyard has a gate. Now at the gate, it's exposed to the Shul Tarabim. Everybody that walks into the Shul Tarabim could peek into the chatzer. So now the people in the chatzer say, you know what, we don't want to have exposure of the people in the Shul Tarabim to be looking in the chatzer. So they want to come to a conclusion together, all the people in the chatzer, to build what's called a bet sha'ar. What is a bet sha'ar? In front of the entrance, they build like a semicircle. Out of bricks, they build a semicircle. Basically, what it does is it blocks the view of the Reshut Rabim. The reason why they build a semicircle so people can have access to get in. You don't want to close the wall, otherwise you can't get in. So it's like a semicircle that protrudes outside of the front of the gate. It blocks the view, but there's an entry through it, and therefore, what do you see? You see Hezek Re'iyah. Why can all these guys in the Hasid, who are considered partners in the Hasid, why can they obligate each other to do such a thing? Because they believe that this is considered a Hezek for the people of the Reshut Rabim to be looking into their Hasid. Oh, so you see Hezek is considered a Hezek, because otherwise, why can they demand each other to do such a thing? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kofin oto, kol echad b'bnei Hasid, each guy in the Hasid can force his neighbor, latet chelko b'binyat, to pay for his share. Bet Sha'ar, Shebonim Kotel, Neged Hashar Agol. They build like a circular wall around Sabi, Ve'osim Oto Hekef, Petach Katan, Benatar, with a small entry on the side. Mishum Ezek, Re'ot, Ben Erishutim, Shelo Yir'u Tocha Hasen. So you see Ezek, Re'yash, Kutsunin Ezek. Gemara says, no. Shema Minah Ezek, Re'yashem Ezek. Ezek Hadde Rabim, Shani. Different when you have a zek of the shibur is looking in. That already is considered more. Rashi says, Shekol b'nei reshut t'rabim mistakelim sham. Now already we're making chindukim. If it's a one guy, a neighbor, leave a neighbor's looking, that's nothing. But you have the masses of shut t'rabim, everybody looking into the hatzer, that's already considered too much. So the Gemara says, Ud yahid lo? Oh, so now you're giving me a chiluk. Only Hezek Rabbim, Re'iyat Rabbim, is considered a Hezek. Mashma that Hezek of Yahid, that's not considered a Hezek. Oh yeah? It's not considered a Hezek? Tashema, bring your question to that. En Cholkin et haHaser, Ad Shiyeh Ba Dalar Amot Laze, Ve Dalar Amot Laze. Rule. You can't force a person to split the haser unless each one's going to end up with at least four amot. Because that's a minimum amount. Like I'm not allowed to go to my fellow in the haser if it's, let's say, seven amot, right? I want to divide. You can't force me. What am I going to do with three and a half? Seven amot haser, we can share together. I have a use. But if it's eight already, I could force you. I want to divide. Now, the Gemara makes a duke. Ha yeshba kedeh lezuch de lazu. But if it has, let's say, eight amot or more, holkin, one guy can force each other to make a divide. Oh, my love, bekotel. We're assuming, forced to divide how? Putting a kotel up. Oh, so you see what? Even in a private guy, there's hezek, re'iyah. Gemara says, no, the mispas, me'alma. Who told you? We'll tell you how you divide it. Put mispas up, put trees up, put pegs up. So therefore, you want to answer that very easily. Ramana says, Tashema, hahalonot. Okay. This is the case of the windows. What's the story of the windows? We thought to bring a question. Yeah, a chasid. It's eight amot, divide. Oh, we thought, how do you divide it? Put a wall in between. Why do you have to pull a wall? Because even the damage of a yahid is considered a hezek liya. No, don't put a wall in between. Even put pegs in between. They can see each other. So therefore you see that only hezek rabim is considered a hezek, but I can tell you hezek yachid is not considered a hezek. And then when it's said to split the yachatzer up, it meant with pegs. Comes the Gemara and says, look at Tosfot, the second Tosfot from the bottom. My love bekotel. The Gemara assumes about a kotel. Tema, veyeh bekotel. Let it be a kotel. Dilma hachi pirus. Maybe it means like this. En cholkin et ha'aser, afilo ha'echad rotze libnot et ha'kotel betoch shelo, which means, maybe it's talking about, you don't split a chaser. Even in the case where a guy says, you know what? I'll build the kotel on my side. I'm not going to take off from any of you because a small chaser, let's say, right? With a small chaser, you can't force a guy to split it. Maybe it means you can't force a guy to split it, meaning to put the kotel in the middle because now you're going to eat up from my property. But maybe in that case, the guy can put his kotel on his side, which means, you know, say, the kotel betok shelo achu badalir amot lechol echad, which means, the guy, maybe the deen is that only if he wants to put his kotel on his side. Ha, im yesh ba dalin amot lechol echad. But if they don't say, by putting his wall up, there'll be four amot on both sides. Cholkim im ratzal lichnos v'lebnot betok shelo. Which means maybe we're not even talking about building a wall in the middle at all over here. Mm-hmm. Maybe the discussion is the guy wants to build the kotel on his side. Right? Nothing to do with putting it in between. Putting it on his side. The deen of the Mishnah is just telling us that if you want to put the wall on your side, it's okay so long as there's four amot you're leaving for the other guy. But if there's less than four amot, even when you put the wall on your side, you cannot do, which means, say he's talking about a kotel. So, what was your question? Oh, talking about a kotel. So you see what? Hezekliyah is considered a... We're doing that. Hezekliyah is only discussing when you're putting it in the middle. But putting it in the middle, then already, I have a subject of hezek liyah because I don't want to look over. But if I can put a wall on my side, if I'm putting the wall on my side, I'll do hezek liyah. I can put a wall on anything I want on my side. Maybe that's not discussion. Maybe the discussion of the court room is only when you're putting it on your own side. And the question, when you put it on your own side, if there's four more left to the other guy, if there's four, not four more left, you can't. But who's talking about putting it in the middle? Tosfot says that I can't be the case. V'yesh lomar, the cholkim mashma be'emsa. Because it says cholkim. Cholkim is master, you're putting the wall in between, and therefore it's a subject of hezek liyah. Because again, now I can tell you, hey, you want to put it in the middle on next to me? Why are you putting a kotel? Very good. I want a kotel because I don't want you to see what I'm doing. Oh, so Gemara says no. It's talking about in the middle where you're putting up a mispes, and therefore you have no raya. Comes Gemara talks about the case of the windows now. What's the case of the windows? Look at Ashi. Ha halonot. First white line in Ashi. Echad b'nei ha-shutafim, I guess you have guys living in a chaser, they all have houses over there. Habone kotel b'chaser, he wants to put up a kotel in the chaser now, right? Keneged halonotav shel chavero. Now, he's building a wall parallel to the windows of his neighbor. So there's laws of, he can't just put up a wall in front of somebody else's windows, blocking view and things like that. So the deen is like this. Ben milimala, whether he's building high, the walls higher, whether he's building the wall higher than the windows, or whether he's building the wall lower than the windows, or whether he's building the wall equal, parallel to the windows, there's dinim over here. Basically, the dinim are going to be, if you're building it, let's say, higher than the windows, you got to build it 4 amot above the windows. Because if you're not going to build a 4 amot above the windows, we're worried the guy can climb on the wall and look into the guy's window. So then you got to build it very high. So we don't want the guy to climb up a wall now to stalk into somebody else's window. If you're building it lower than the windows, it's got to be at least 4 amot lower than the window. Because we don't want him to stand up on the wall now and look into the guy's window. And if it's parallel also, it's got to be 4 amot away. Let's see if that's true. It says, ha-halonot. A guy has windows, and a guy against him wants to build walls. Ben milimala. Whether he's building the wall above the windows. Ben milimata. Or whether he's building the walls lower than the windows. Ben michinegdan. Kinegdan, I guess, means parallel. Right? You have to be merhik. That's for a different reason. When you're building parallel, you don't want to take the sunlight. Because when you build it too close to the guy's window, you take away his sunlight. So then when you're building the wall, if it's against the guy's window, you have to move it away in order to give him sunlight. In any event, it's got to be formed. What's the reason? We don't want him to stand on the wall and look down into the guy's window. The reason why you have to lower it for amot when you're building it below the windows, kedeshul yamod. We don't want it to stand on the wall. V'yireh michnegdan when it's parallel, kedeshul yafil. Also, doesn't cause darkness. But what do you see over here? That the damage of even a yachid hezek ri'ya of yachid is hezek. We're talking about one guy looking into somebody else's window. Yeah. And what do you say? You got to make provisions that the guy has his privacy. Why? Because hezek ri'ya, even of an individual, is considered a hezek. Okay, well, that's a big difference. Hezeka de bayichani. Looking into a guy's window is different. A guy in his house does things that are private. And therefore, yeah, maybe I'll tell you, in a chatzer, what are you doing in a chatzer? Guy's working. That, so a guy's looking at you, continue working. What do I care? Mashiach and a guy in his house, I've seen divarim shebitzniut over there. There, I'll tell you, the hezek, even of an individual, to look privately into another guy's window, that's considered a hezek. You can't compare me looking through a guy's window of his house to looking into his chatzir. Big difference, as she says, 3 lines from the bottom. She'adam ose bebeto davar hatzanua. That's right, hatzneya. In his house, he does more private things. Therefore, yeah, of course, even an individual looking through the window is a problem. But she'ekin, when it comes to chatzir, could be different. Oh, comes again when I says, tashema. Dabar of Nachman Amar Shemuel Gag Hasamuch Lechatzer Chavero. You have a roof. The roof is next to the courtyard of his friend. It's overlooking the courtyard of his friend. So what does it say to do? Osin lo ma'ake gavoa dal amot. Oh, make a parapet around the fence 4 amot high. Because we don't want the guy in the roof to be able to look over the fence to see what's going on in the guy's chatzer. Oh, what do you see? That hezek ri'iyah, even by a yachid, is considered a hezek. Gemara is also very different. Shani atam de amar le ba'al ha-chaser de ba'al ha-gag, because the guy of the chaser could tell the roof guy, ledidi kabi ali tashmishi. Hey, listen, I work in this chaser over here. I'm kavua in this chaser to do work. Ledidach, for you on your roof, lo kavi alach tashmishtech. You don't work. Who works on the roof? You don't work on the roof. And therefore, velo yadana bi'u'idana slika. I don't know when you're going on the roof. I got to assume you're not going on the roof. And therefore, ve'atit de'itstana minach. Now, since I don't know when you're going to come on the roof, I got to be careful. Which means to say like this. Be careful, they're going to be watching me. When a guy, his only guy that's looking at him is a guy in the roof. So a guy like that in his house, he does private things. Because I say, who's watching me? Guy in the roof? A guy in the roof, no one doesn't work on the roof. So therefore, now that you're not going to put a fence, I got to say, wait, when is the guy going to come out? The guy walks on his roof now. I got to be careful not to do any work. So therefore, if the only one that can be looking is a guy on the roof, that's considered Hezek Ne'iyah. You know why? Because that's like looking into my window. Because when I know, who's watching me? So I'll even do private things in the Hatzer. So, however, if you're not going to put a fence up, now I got to walk out, and I'm always worried. Oh, the guy might walk on his roof now. So your Hezek Ne'iyah is going to cause me a Hezek. Look at the bottom, Rashi. I don't know when you're going to come up on the roof. Because normally you don't come up on the roof. And what's going to happen? Next is on top. I don't know when to hide from you. But in a regular chatzer that they're dividing, each guy works on each side equally. Which is in a regular chatzer, I don't do private stuff. Because there are the guys on the other side. So therefore I could say, in that case over there, since I was never intending to do private stuff. So therefore your hezek is not considered a hezek. But in a private property where I got a guy on the roof looking at me, I'll do private stuff. Because they say, who's watching? But I say, you know what? I don't know when this guy's going to come out on his roof. Therefore he's obligated to put a mechitza in order that there should not be a hezek. Baruch Adonai Be'olam. Amen.